State leaders are doing what they can to keep Alabamians safe as coronavirus cases and deaths climb in Alabama, but some say there's more lawmakers can be doing right now. Alabama Public Radio is part of a joint COVID-19 journalism unit. We're partnering with the Commercial Newsroom at WVUA 23 TV and with the University of Alabama Center for Public Television. As part of that effort, APR's Bailey Majors looks at the call to expand Medicaid in Alabama because of the COVID-19 outbreak.
It's a reminder of the vulnerability of our healthcare financing system and the vulnerability of people when they're at their worst moment.
That's Linda Blumberg. She's an institute fellow in the Health Policy Center at the Urban Institute. She says Medicaid expansion is the best move for Alabama as it deals with a COVID-19 outbreak. With the deadly coronavirus plaguing the state, there's a renewed push to do just that.
Not to sound opportunistic, but the reality is a lot of policy decisions we make come out of crises.
That's Dr. David Becker. He's an associate professor in the Department of Healthcare Organization and Policy in the UAB School of Public Health.
And that's really the story of America, that emancipation of the slaves did not just happen overnight. It came as a result of a bloody civil war. The creation of Social Security didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the Depression.
Dr. Becker has advocated for the expansion of Medicaid since 2012. But now, some people see the COVID-19 outbreak as a chance to get the ball rolling on legislation that's long overdue. Dr. Becker made his case in a recent op-ed for AL.com. He says, bottom line, now is the time to act.
And so here we look at this crisis that the state is facing, right, with potentially huge surges in the number of unemployed Alabamians that are going to be lacking health insurance coverage as a result of also losing their jobs. And you have to wonder if this crisis creates this opportunity.
The 2010 passage of the Affordable Care Act extended Medicaid benefits. The insurance safety net went to all households earning up to 138% of the poverty line. But in 2014, when Medicaid expansion took hold, Alabama opted out. That year, then-Republican Governor Robert Bentley argued it would burden taxpayers and foster, quote, dependency on government. Advocates like Linda Blumberg say an increase in unemployment is just one major issue hitting Alabama hard as a result of the coronavirus pandemic.
For a lot of them, they're losing their health insurance. So if they have their health insurance through their own employment or that of a spouse or a parent, and that main worker loses their job, you know, everybody loses their health insurance.
Blumberg says in states that haven't expanded like Alabama, there are people who are eligible for coverage if their incomes are 100 to 400% of the poverty line. Medicaid expansion will pay for part of their insurance through the marketplace healthcare.gov. But Blumberg says this current setup could be troublesome as we're faced with troubling times with COVID-19.
So you could end up in a non-expansion state with a lot of folks losing income and not being eligible for any health insurance coverage at all when they need it most in the midst of a pandemic.
State health leaders are telling Alabamians who experience coronavirus symptoms to call their health care providers for screening and to see if there's a need to set up a COVID-19 test. But with some in the state losing their job, which is leading to a loss of insurance coverage, they don't have a provider to turn to. Susan Ellis is the executive director of People First. She says that can mean trouble.
Right now, they're telling people, for instance, don't just go out and get a test. Talk to your healthcare provider first and get them to order the test. Well, if you don't have any health insurance, likely you don't have a healthcare provider. So what is that telling people who don't have health insurance?
The organization People First advocates for Alabamians with developmental disabilities who often don't have insurance. Ella says she worries about the community she serves. That includes workers who've lost their insurance coverage during this dangerous pandemic.
It just increases the risk that they're either going to be transmitting it unknowingly or they're going to have symptoms and think it's a cold and not go to the doctor because they don't have health insurance and it turns out to be the virus.
Blumberg agrees with Ellis. She says being without insurance right now doesn't just affect single Alabamians, but the state as a whole.
The situation is such that you don't want to be in a position where people who are infected are either not getting tested because they're afraid of the cost or they don't think they can get the treatment anyway, and that you then have more people moving around in populations that could be infecting others in addition to harming their own health and potential for recovery.
The Seattle-based Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation predicts coronavirus cases in Alabama will peak in April. A decline isn't expected until at least July. With the virus not going anywhere anytime soon, lawmakers are urged to take the best steps for the state to protect Alabamians. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.